Good morning, everybody. This is Chip Littlejohn, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, Wednesday, the 8th of December, 2021. And we are representing a company called Amplify, which has really taken on an interesting personality because of gigantic advancements, huge discoveries that have wound up as people and products in this company. And I thought we'd talk about it a little bit. Sometimes it gets down to being a practical answer. And right before we started recording, David Peake and Frank Phelps and Thane were all speaking about how they were taking the Earth product. And Frank had run into a collision between Earth and something green that his wife cooked up and said that wasn't the way to go. Thane says chocolate nucleotides and Earth are a dream combination. So there's a little practical hint for you today. I think chocolate nucleotides are tasty enough that you can mix them with most anything. I have them with the Happy Coffee each time. I just carry around a thermos that has a drinking port on it pretty much all day long, and I mix it up cold. Sometimes I'll do the other flavors of nucleotides, but my favorite is a little bit of the Happy Coffee and the nucleotides, and I also use a little bit of decaffeinated coffee because it's too zippy for me the other way, and I make like several of these during the course of the day. Anyway, so most important thing about a product like this is to get it out of the package and into you and find out what it does. We have just had quite a week because the formal introduction of Rick Deitch and his activated micronized zeolite product called Shield MZ have arrived. And I was on a Zoom with him last night. He was doing, I think he's doing like 6 Zooms a day, and gladly does he do them. Because, of course, this was his baby. This was something that he's been working on since the mid-70s. And it's had a couple of runs and a couple of false starts that I still feel in my entire life looking for things to make people more alive, more healthy. That's my favorite product. And I'd have to say that Dr. Samuelson, having him and his Pure 47 here, are also really, really important. Why are those such a big deal? The other products are also really important, too. Remember, those are the building blocks to get health. But, to be honest, you could probably at least have a chance by cleaning up your macro diet. You know, try to eat all superfoods. Eat some nice berries and nuts and seeds and colorful plants and the flora and fauna and little creatures from the forest that you find that have energy in them. I mean, most of us are going to be someplace on that scale, and most of us that are interested in being healthy will find a way to move up there a little bit. We're probably more likely to eat healthy fats than unhealthy fats. More likely at this stage in the understanding of humans to have our balance less on carbohydrates, especially on the ones that are toxic, which are real, real simple ones like sugar, actually poisonous. And so that we can actually make some movements in the right way. I was thinking about things that we could, you know, interact with each other that would make us more effective in our conversation. That's really kind of the big goal of getting together and talking like this, is that we get to be more effective when we talk to people about our product line. We want to have a moment for ourselves where we say, oh, I get it. And then we want to be able to easily, quickly pass that on. So as I'm, you know, going through each week and interacting with you guys, I try to, you know, hear things that are useful in that way, or notice thoughts. And I ask you to take notes on your own thoughts, because those are going to be fantastic and they're going to sound real coming from you. So I had a thought this week that all of us are probably running a little bit rich and dirty. right? Probably too much food, not enough air. We could lean it out a little bit, have a little bit less food, breathe a little bit better, do some better, but we're also running dirty. And that's the part that has been unavoidable. Because you pick it up out of the atmosphere. And everything you eat and drink and touch, everything you breathe, there's going to be the byproducts of an industrialized society traveling all around the world, and we're going to pick it up. And there hasn't really been much we could do about it. We couldn't attempt to, you know, like we can with the building blocks, get better ones and try to avoid the other ones. I mean, yeah, you can try to avoid pollution as best as you can, but there really wasn't a way to deal with it. I mean, the detoxifying thing that came to us essentially shortened up bowel transit time. So maybe things would move through you a little quicker. You could do some antioxidants and stuff that would be somewhat protective. But there was an entire group that were so sticky and persistent and nasty, and we didn't have a way to get rid of them. And that were the one is the ones which are too positively charged. So those are typically heavy metals, volatile organic chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, the things that are often poisonous because of their size and shape and their charge. And they would get in us and they'd go someplace and get stuck, get attached, and we couldn't get rid of them. So it was kind of, you know, you're sort of like an ostrich with your head in the sand, no use thinking about it because you couldn't do anything about it. There wasn't a way to take a shower on the inside. Your entire hygiene program, taking a shower out on the outside, brushing your teeth, those kind of things, couldn't get at it. But I love this idea, and see if you do too. Aging is an accumulation of damage. Some of it is unavoidable or necessary, you might say. You know, we're going to be burning food. We're going to use the air in the atmosphere to do it. We have to do that to stay alive. That's a necessary accumulation of damage. We could do a little bit better by cleaning up our diet. So, I love Rick's product because you can move one of the worst groupings out of the necessary to the unnecessary to tolerate. You don't have to have that dragging you down anymore. If you're here, if you know what we know, if you have that product on the way or in your hand, you just moved one of the worst areas of accumulating damage from the unavoidable, necessary, I guess you'd say, to the avoidable, unnecessary category. And I think, you know, just as a line of thinking going forward, think about the things that are maybe tearing you down that you could move out of the unavoidable to the avoidable category. Certainly, you know, being active, cleaning up the diet, you know, being around good people, all those kind of things. But of all the things I could list in those two categories or try to move around, I think that these poisons like this are one of the biggest ones. The next one, incredibly, because we get a solution at the same month, would be just viral load, pathogenic load, the stuff that rides around with us that maybe is waiting for us to show a little weakness and then flare up and, you know, cause cold sores or shingles or, you know, stuffy nose, flu-like symptoms, or just up and stop you from breathing and kill you. That kind of stuff. Wouldn't it be incredible if we got to move both of those things out of the unavoidable, the avoidable category with products and people that arrived here in the same month? That's gigantic. You know, it wasn't too long ago we were talking about antibiotics, which hurt you at the same time they help you. You know, chemo and radiation, that's the same problem. They hurt you at the same time they help you. That's why you have to have a doctor, a diagnosis, a prescription, and a pharmacist to deal with those things because they can hurt you. Over here, these products, fighting in the same realm, are help and help. There's no hurt you to help you thing. Isn't that brilliant? wouldn't it be great if the person that suggested that you do it for your health was also doing it for their health? You know, a lot of those other things aren't used prophylactically. You don't do that to stay healthy. You do it when you're desperate. And so that's a gigantic difference. I think one of the things, and I'm going to go just a little bit deeper here because I think it's really interesting to know why both of those products are able to help you without hurting you. In the case of Brick Zeolite, the Shield MZ product here at Amplify, the reason that it helps you is that it causes the excretion of the poisonous material. The reason that it doesn't hurt you is because it loses interest in the ones that are larger and less strongly charged or biologically active and beneficial. So it's built into it, a gift of God, I say, not something, you know, Rick designed. That's just the way it is. That's just the nature of the clinoptilolite from the volcano that grows after it erupts in seawater. It picks up the poisons and isn't interested in the others. It'll, if it has them, like in the product you have calcium and magnesium for trading materials, then you get the trade for the stronger, more poisonous ones. I think it's an easy thought, or a simplifying thought, to know that the poisons get stuck in the zeolite cage for the exact same two reasons that they're poisonous to us. They're too small and they're too strongly charged. That's why they get caught in the cage. So we really exploit their traits to get rid of them. That's the genius of the zeolite product. It's just that simple. Now, the thing that you can't really do that any other way. You can't go find a deposit of clinoptilolite, go over where they've got a payloader, digging it out of the wall and putting it in a dump truck. I mean, it's his birthday today. He's 31. He works on the biggest equipment in the coal mines over in Gillette, Wyoming. Well, if you went to the mine in Arizona where the clinoptilolite's being mined, it wouldn't be that big of equipment, but it'd be the same thing. There'd be a payloader loading clinoptilolite into a dump truck, and they're going to be selling it for $700 a ton, something like that. You can't walk up to the back of that dump truck and take a handful and start chewing on it and get the same benefits that you get from Rick's product because it's too big and it's already filled itself with poison from the atmosphere. These zeolites, these clinoptilolites, is nature's purifier. It's out there filtering things and helping us when it's not in us. But what about the things that get in? That's why we need the product. That's why we benefit so greatly. Everything about you starts going better. Now let's go to Dr. Samuelson's. And I really thank Doug Dickey because he took some time with me this week and helped me to understand that same selection between the good and the bad, between, let's just say it's a virus that's went to attack you, and you're going to use Pure 47 spherical nano silver as your intervention between it and that particular virus or array of viruses. Well, what it does is kind of disarm them. It plugs up its keys that it uses to get into your cells. Remember, it has to cut up your DNA to reproduce itself. It has to get inside the cell to do that. So the function of the Pure 47 is essentially not to let it into the cell. It gums up the keys, won't let it to get through the cell membranes and into the cell. So it's left out there exposed to the immune system. The immune system recognizes it as unuseful and gets rid of it. You can accelerate that by fasting called autophagy. You start cutting things up that you don't need. You can speed that up a bit. But what about bacteria? You know, we've got a lot of little buddies down there that are from that category. The bacteria, all those around 40 trillion, if you read Fiber Fueled, it's 39 trillion, but around, let's just say 40 trillion beneficial microbes that are riding along with us all the time. And we have a deal with them, you know. We take care of them, they take care of us. we certainly wouldn't want to consume spherical nanosilver, which is pure 47, if it was going to harm them, right? Not the ones that we want. So what's the difference? And I have to say the perfect guy to ask was Doug Dickey. He was great. And I'm just going to boil it down. He went into a lot more detail because he and Samuelson are buddies and have these conversations. Essentially, the pathogenic bacteria are exposed to the mechanism of the silver, which is to unzip. That's the word he used. It unzips the coating of the bad bacteria, and it's now exposed to the immune system, and it gets killed, and it dies. The beneficial ones have to live mostly in our most dangerous parts of our body where we're digesting things. So they are much more durable, maybe more vibrant. They're beneficial, not pathogenic. So these are some of the differences between the helpful bacteria and the ones that hurt you. The ones that are helpful are living often on a mucous membrane or someplace where things are being digested. And it's not possible for the pure 47 to unzip and kill the good bacteria. What a wonderful set of products. What a wonderful set of distinctions. And so you can use those products, both of them, very liberally. You know, you can go many times the recommended amount and probably have additional dose-related benefits. Although you get a lot of benefits from just the small amounts, but if you're in trouble, you can ramp up either one of those and not worry about hurting yourself. And I think, for me it is, I hope it is for you too, to be confident that those distinctions exist and what they are, and to be able to think that you understand your product. So when you're in a conversation and those kind of things come up, you know, you're not guessing. You know that you're in the right thing, doing the right, you know, your product is safe in all those circumstances. Okay, so that's the end of that particular topic. I have just one more that I have for, you know, prepared for this morning. And it happened during a call this week with a dear friend that's been around me for a long time. I originally lived on the island of Kauai and now lives in Texas and loves doing this kind of work. Loves Rick and the Zeolite. He had a long conversation with him as Rick was driving home from work last night. And Rick assured him he's happy to do calls with, you know, us as groups and to move the idea and the product forward. He said, this is the time for this product. And I thought that was neat. But he'd been on the phone with someone who was, you know, being very cautious earlier in the day about everything. And they were worried about 5G, you know, the radiation that we're all exposed to. And they had a pretty good discussion between the two of them. And then later on, Brian and I were talking about it. And I just had the thought, you know, all of these radiations are going to interact with metals for sure. And if we're full, you know, we have to have some metal in us, right? That's the unavoidable part or the necessary part. But the ones that are bad, that are poisonous, are going to be even worse in the presence of 5G. Easy way to imagine why that would be worse and why getting rid of them would it be an advantage to us if, you know, we're now living in a highly radiated environment. Just think about accidentally getting some foil in the microwave. I think it's a perfect example. You don't want that. You don't want those metals in there being antenna to pick up the 5G and to light up and get, you know, even further agitated and even more harmful than they would otherwise. I found that to be kind of an easy but useful and universal thought. Like our products, because they are basic, they're fighting some of the most basic, difficult problems. The benefits, as far as who can use them and who's going to benefit, universal. There really aren't anybody who can't and won't benefit from these products. And that's why I count them among the greatest discoveries. They're an easy way to start a discussion. There's been a couple of huge discoveries. And that's what we got. So that's what I got for you today. I hope there was something in there that was useful, and maybe you can use it in a conversation this week. So if you'd like to add, star 6 will get you open. If you've also muted your phone, you got to undo that too. Are you guys there?
Hey, yep. Yeah, this is David. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to all these calls with great interest, and I love the products, and I've known Gary Samuelson for quite a few years now. And but I'm talking more about Rick's product. The dosing seems to be, to me, I know you can't take too much. I started out with like two bottles, and someone said, well, do it four times a day the first day. Now, I don't have any challenges that I'm aware of that I'm facing other than whatever I've picked up through my lifetime. But it sounds like it might be, is it a good idea every once in a while to do a real super-duper, you know, 10 times a day sort of thing just to clean you out better?
That's exactly what we do. That's exactly what we do. If we're going to take a trip or, you know, get a sniffle or for some reason just feel like you need to ramp up a little bit, you know, it's good. And there is a financial limit to how you can use all these products. So you want to be efficient, but I think that's good to go along, you know, at a good rate to be consistent over time. But occasionally, as you feel the kind of a trust yourself thing, ramp it up a little bit. Whatever that is for you, and if you feel greatly threatened, you could even go to, you know, hourly, that sort of thing, like the Marcy does. My wife Marcy was the first one to do it like that. And then Robin, you know, had her brother was trying to die on her, and eventually did years later, but did it every 15 minutes, and pretty much pulled him right back out of the hospital. I mean, she just said this hit her, and she was there, so she did it. And those things seem like, you know, those are crisis intervention sort of deals. And you often, I will say, I think it's important to say, if you have someone who's up against it and they're using this entire product line and they're not getting where they want to go in the time they want to get there, excellent chance you can pick up the dosage and speed up. You know, if you've got all the time in the world, it doesn't matter. If you're a single-digit midget and days left on Earth, you need to do everything you can as quick as you can.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and one of the things, too, that I've noticed as well is feel free to mix and match and play with it. And what I mean by that, David, this is quite interesting and going directly, you know, to you. My wife and son have had chronic sinus issues. And one of the things that I've actually encouraged both of them to do, you know, we just kind of played with it, but we've taken a sinus spray bottle and we've mixed the Shield MZ, the zeolite, and also the Pure 47. We've mixed the two together and put them in a sinus spray bottle. And both my wife and my son are using that on a daily basis to direct the spray right into their sinus cavity. And then at the same point in time to also aid and assist with relief as well, just kind of speed up the process, my wife and son, too, will also take a dropper full of the zeolite. They'll lay on their back and they'll actually drip it right into their sinuses while they're sniffing to basically just spread that zeolite all over inside their sinuses as much as possible. And both of them are noticing significant relief from the sinus issues that they've had that's plagued them for quite a while. So just play with it. You can't hurt yourself, and that's the beauty of these products. You can't hurt yourself.
I love that because, you know, we don't have a sinus spray. But, and who knows if we ever will, but until we do, Zane just invented one, or his wife and kids did, So, same way with, Rick's working on toothpaste. Until then, when you put your zeolite in your mouth, I always say never, ever swallow it. Just let it disappear. While it's in your mouth, it will take stains off your teeth. It'll make it extremely unlikely that plaque forms on your teeth. It'll improve the microflora in your mouth, which is real, real important. And so this is, I'm going to tell you right now, this is chip humor. You may not even get it or like it, but I always tell people, they say, can I put it under my tongue? I said, no. Never, ever put it under your tongue. Put it on top of your tongue. If you put it under your tongue, that's sublingual. That makes it a medical deal, and you can't do that. It's a natural product. You got to drop it on top of your tongue. If it happens to fall under there, that's okay. But, we want to stick in the natural realm.
You're kidding. You're a turkey, kid.
I should apologize for that one ahead of time, maybe.
At least he's got a good sense of humor. That's great. Oh, my God.
All right. Anything else for anybody? That may not be a bad place to end.
I think it's a good place. These calls are so invaluable. And, again, we're a deep subject. We get down into the nitty-gritty where all the things are working. But when you break it down to the simplistic, that this is basic stuff dealing with basic issues, and you're not going to harm yourself. It's all good. There's no bad. It really just gives you confidence to go out there and spread the word. And these last two calls with Robin yesterday and today was just fantastic.
Exactly the result we want. Thank you for saying that, Frank. 'Cause we want you to get it and feel like you can tell somebody else in a way that they get it. I just was reading some of the comments on the early calls when Rick was speaking, and some of the people were just, overwhelmed. But he does say it both ways. You can use the word clenoptilolite. You can use the word sponge. He uses both, so there's something for everybody. And it all boils down to it's real basic problems, real simple solutions, and we've got them, and nobody else does. And we have the guys to go with it. What's the chances we'd have, Pure 47 and the creator, Shield MZ and the creator all show up with us in 1 month?
Exactly.
It's a testament to you guys, really. I mean, we follow them, they follow us, because we're good teams. That's the way it goes.
Exactly. The stars are aligned and the gods are smiling on us.
Yes, they are.
It is all so timely. And we're just grateful, and I just thank you, Chip, for all of the work you do every week coming up with all these tidbits. And I will remember, put it on top of my tongue, not underneath, because that would make it medical.
That's right. Well, it doesn't hurt. A lot of the stuff we do is so serious. The conversation, you got people that are, and, it's kind of nice to lighten it up a little bit once in a while. A lot of times, people's lives are on the line when they're talking to us.
Literally.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate you taking the time to do it. If you got one little tidbit, that's all I have.
Thank you,
Jeff. That was great. As usual. Thank you all.
You got it.